Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Beis. Just before we start, as I mentioned yesterday, today, Zayin Cheshvan is the yard site of Rav Meir Milublin, right? The founder and the pusher and the innovator of Daf Yomi on the ninth day of Elul in 1923. On Tuesday, Yom Gimel, he got up in front of the Aguda convention and he said as follows, part of what he said, Shavun ben Afshechem, imagine, he probably did not speak in Hebrew, I'm not sure. Kama Nifla, this is just from his biography, Kama Nifla hu chizayon daf hayomi kishiyit gashem, imagine the vision of a daf yomi world. Hinei nosei alo Yehudi ba'aniya, a person goes on a boat, Jew goes on a boat, v'tachas be'shech yu m'seches brachas, nosei ahu shvuayim yomim me'eret Yisrael la'America, kol yomim dimdu mechama, hareni poseach as a gemara v'lo midas adaf. Every day, he learns, u'bavo la'America, hareu nichtas la'beis men, just in New York, umotzela hafta ato od Yehudim oskim ba oso daf shavu haga hayom. Imagine somebody will walk into a place he's never been before, and they'll be learning the same thing he's learning. Mitztarifu lalomdim bechedva mispalpelimoyim vehemeshivim lo nimsa shem shemayim misader misgadelu miskadesh v'Yehudi meirto da brit sheakar leBrazil shebedarom olu Japan shebeAsia. It goes to Brazil, goes to Japan. Hari Usar Barosha Barishon on the base medrash. Where's the first place he goes? He goes to the base medrash there. Umoti etz kula masukim bedav shehu omed hayom. V'chiyesh lanu ichud levavos gadol mizeh. Is there anything greater, any other greater unifier? V'lo rakzos adhena, and also, besides the godless of the achdus, that you could go anywhere in the world and be connected to another Jew through Torah. But there were so many orphan mesechtas that nobody ever learned. A few people had compassion on them and learned the mesechas krisis or an erichin. And the hadaf yisakein hakol. But the daf will misakein all the mesechtas of Talmud Bavli, says Rav Meir Shapiro. And when Rav Chavetz Chaim heard about this idea, Chavetz Chaim was after 10 years later, when he heard about this idea, he said that when we get up to Shemayim, when we get up to, everybody gets their chair in Gan Eden, we're not going to be called by our name. Oh, so-and-so, Shlomo, this, go sit in your place. We're going to be called the productivity and what we learned in our life. Hey, Mesech HaShabbos, go sit in Mesech HaShabbos' chair. Mesech HaShabbos, that's what we're going to be called, the Svarim that somebody writes. So Chavetz Chaim says there have been so many chairs that have been empty. So many chairs of Mesechtas that have been empty. And Baruch Hashem, through this limud, when we touch on, obviously we have to do it in depth more and more as much as we can, but we touch on every single mesechta throughout the Talmud Bavli cycle. So this is something that he foresaw, and he said, imagine what it could be that you meet somebody on the plane with a Gemara, and you happen to sit next to them. They're learning the same thing that you are. Unbelievable. What a concept. And you learn it with them. So many Daf Yomi stories, I'm sure. So he says that's what started it on the 9th of Elul Tafresh Pei Gimel that year, 1923. So that Rosh Hashanah is when it's all started. Rosh Hashanah Tafresh Pei Dalid is when it started. This is from the biography. 1922, right. It's 1922, the end of the summer. Right, it was probably October, November time. 23rd of September, thank you. Right, that was Aleph Tishrei. It was the 23rd of September. That's when it all started. Okay, let us disclose that. Oh, just one other point, and that is, I saw Rav Avram Shor, what Valibov points out, isn't it fascinating that the day of his yard site is always the day that here in Eretz Yisrael we start saying the same Talu Matar. So it's the day of Matar, symbol of Torah, symbolizes of growth. So that's what Bez Hashem we daven for, not only the same Talmud Matar, physical rain we desperately need, and we daven for so too. We daven for the spiritual rain of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which can shower us with Torah as well. Okay, so we start the last parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Hasocher es hapoel la'asos imo b'yayin nesach. Somebody hires a poel. Who's somebody? Rashi says the Ovika Chavim. A non-Jew hires a Jew to work for him. To work for him in his Yayin Nesech factory. So it's already Yayin Nesech. The Jew's not going to drink it. The Jew's not going to get any benefit from it directly. The question is, could a Jew work with it and then get paid for that work? is that considered Dmei Yayin Nesach? Is that considered related enough that it should be Aser? So, Aser Azabola says Rabbi Yayin Nesach, Scharo Aser. He's not allowed to get paid for it, says the Mishnah. We're, again, moving away from all the Negiyah issues that we had the past six blot. Now going to other issues. And again, this parak has major Yoredeya. One of the three sugyas, one could say that there are three major sugyas, three areas in Shas, which discuss halachas of Yoredeya, Isser V'Heter. One is in Psachim, one is in Chulin, and right here, one is in Mesechus Avodah Zarah, which we'll get to. So, somebody cannot get paid for the work that he does in Yayin Nesach. Schar la'asos imo malacha acheres. Let's say he hired him to do a different malacha. So then, af apisha amar lo ha'aver li chavash al Yayin Nesach malacha malachom, even though that's included, schar mutter. The schar is going to be mutter. The Gemara will explain exactly why that is. Next, hasocher es achamor la'aviyah la'Yayin Nesach schar aser. If I hire a specific, if I rent out a specific donkey to la'avi imo Yayin Nesach, and I'm going to get schar for it, so schar aser, that also is going to be too direct, as we'll see, and the schar is going to be aser. Schar leishev alaha, but if I hired it out just to sit on the donkey, ava bishidiach ovid kochavim lagino alaha, even though he did put his Yayin Nesach bottle on it, but schar mutter, the schar is going to be mutter in that case, it's not going to be connected enough to be aser. So the Gemara asks, my time is schar aser, so why is it aser in the first case? Again, a guy has Yayin Nesach, and the Jew works for the guy, and he moves it around, and he schleps it, and he works with it, but he's not drinking it, he's not selling it, but he's just going to get paid for the work that he does for the guy. So the schar, that payment is going to be usher. So why is that payment going to be usher? So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities, accepting the final one. First possibility, Ilema Hoel V'Yayin Nesach Usher Bahana'a Sucharonami Usher. If the Yayin Nesach is because the Yayin Nesach is going to be Aser Bahana. So this is also Aser. Any schar that you get for an Isser Hana is going to be Aser. That's the first possibility. What exactly is that possibility? What's the Hava meaning here? Possibility number one. So Pashtus is, sounds like from Rashi, sounds like from Rov Rishonim, that the Hava meaning is that this is an Isser D'Oraisa. If I get paid for working with Yayin Nesach, then that payment is nitfas, is considered somehow directly connected to the Yayin Nesach, and in that way it is aser d'oraisa. That is the havamina here, the pashtus of the Gemara. And therefore the Gemara asks, what is that? What do you mean? Are there other isuri hanah out there that their demehen is not nitfas with the iser? Hare, says the Gemara, arla v'kilayakarem, arla and kilayakarem, arla the fruits for the first 3 years, or kilayakarem, kilayim of the vineyard, the asur and bahana, they're also asur and bahana, fitznan, the Mishnah says a kiddushin, machran, if I sell the v'kidesh, and I use that money to get married with, b'demehen, mikudash, as it works. So what do you mean, on a daraisa level, it is going to be the money that I get paid for working with the Yayin Nesach is going to be Aser D'Oraisa, but what you tell me all Isuri Hana are going to have that status, that their Demehen are going to be Nitfas, but you see it doesn't work. Arle Akele Akerem are also Aser B'Hana, and their Demehen are not Nesar.
We don't know at this point whether Yayin Nesach is Aser
D'Oraisa. Yayin Nesach itself is Aser D'Oraisa. Now we're talking about the Demehen for the Yayin Nesach.
What's the Havamina about D'Oraisa?
So the Havamina is that even the Demehen is included in that Isur Hana. That's the...
Because that, Yayin Nesach is D'Oraisa.
Well, Yayin Nesach is D'Oraisa for sure.
Right.
But now we're saying, how much does that extend? Does it get extend for you're working with Yayin Nesach and you're just getting paid, you're just getting wages? That also is also D'Oraisa? So the Havamina, according to Rashi and others, is that that is also D'Oraisa. The Ran cannot accept that even in the Havamina. What? Uoli Suri Hana? Uoli Suri Hana, and that's why the Gemara has to reject it? It can't be that the Havamina is that all Isuri Hana's Damim will be Nitfas, because you don't find it anywhere. You don't find that anywhere. Says the Ran on Daf Lamed, here in the Daf Yarif. He quotes the Ramban, who also says Pashas like Rashi. Afanas garamaso asura, afopi she'ena damimlo, even though it's not specifically money for selling it. That's what it sounds like. But kol isuri hana l'machlifin olamistaka b'en mamon grama shalahem. It's all aser. Says the Rambam, lo nichli ay pirusha. I can't accept that, even in the Havamina. D'masis and schar aser k'tani, d'mashpil, and you can't say, even in, maybe it'll be d'araisa for this person and not for others. I can't accept that ichilukim. The Yefshar, but he says, Ubavade delo be'ina l'meimar she'i kulin tofsin d'meyem, v'lo mitam tfisas d'meyem asin l'meikara. Can't be. Even in the Havamina, it must be a Gzeira Durabanan, Gzeira Shalo Yehenem Isuri Hana. Okay, you want to extend it to all Isuri Hana, but it can't be out of the Raisa level.
Then how do they disprove it?
So it must, so the, then the question is, how is it, what's the question from Kiddushin? Unless you say that this relates to the issue, the Ran says, if the Rabbanan have the power, if they Aser Salami Durabanan, would that prevent Hana even on a Daraisa level, something we discussed back in Maseches Makos that relates to the Drabana Daraisa issue. But anyway, but the Ran is a poor, cannot accept it even in the Havamina. So the Gemara is going to have to accept or figure out a second possibility why the Damim in the Mishnah is Nitfas. But a couple of issues, though, that Bali Tosas bring up here when this Mishnah is quoted of Arla and Kilei Akarim. Number one, Tosva says that it's mashma from here. Tosva says in the Mishnah of Ahad, let's go through the Tosva's first bidamehen. Tosva says it's mashma from here. What does the Mishnah say? If you're Makadesh with the money that you get for selling Arla, it's going to be married. Mashma that if you use Arla itself, what if I take a fruit of Arla and I give it to a woman? I say, Harei Amakudash Asli Bepreze. Because that's Moshe of Yisrael. Mashma from here that it's Aser. Right? And maybe it wouldn't even be Makudashas. Why? Because it says dafka by if I take arla and machrad v'kiddush b'demayan, but actual arla, which is aser b'hana, would not work. V'tayma mishum says Tosas celest be shava pruta. It's not a shava pruta. There's no shavas pruta's worth of hana here because it's arla. I can't get benefit. That's Tosas v'kasha. Begufanami ika shava pruta. There's a shava pruta's worth of hana here. How b'shelo kedera hana asan? If I use it in an unusual way. The Isser, something that's Aser Bahano, if I use it in an unusual way, that's not Aser Daraisa. So the woman can get benefit, Shaloka Dachanaso. Maybe she could pulverize the Arla and put it into an IV and take it through IV. That's Shaloka Dachanaso.
But can you sell Arla?
You cannot. Arla's Aser Bahano. You can't sell it. That's getting benefit
so
from it.
Saying, so the case here is that you cannot sell Arla.
You cannot
sell,
right.
If you
didn't sell it. Let's say you took your Arla fruit and you gave it to a woman to get married with.
The Gemara's case is where
I sold it, and I take that money that I got for selling it, and I married the woman with that money.
And what is she allowed to do with
it? What is she allowed to do with it? That money, it sounds like Bekudesh is that money is not Nitfas. Bekudesh has Arla. That was the Raya against the question of the Gemara.
Does that apply in all cases, or only in a case where you use the proceeds of the sale? For
Kiddushin. Ah, so to Rashi, that's the previous Tosas. I'm going to get to that afterwards, whether it's Dafka Kiddushin or any other Hana. I'm going to get to that. But says the Tosas, it sounds like from here that the goof would not be allowed, but what do you mean? There's a way that you could get a Hana Shereputa, Shaloka Derech, Oba Ephraim, let's say you burn it and use the ashes. Also, maybe you could get somebody who's doing Kisi Adam. And you want to sell it. If you could do Kizi Adam with ashes, maybe you can't. But Kedisan, so it says, call it a Srav and Ephron Mutter. It says at the end of Temura that anything that has to be burned, you could get Hana from the ashes, whatever Hana. So it sounds like from here, though, that you can't use the actual pre for Kiddushin. So why is that? So Tosfos is a Kiddushin. The Bach here quotes the Tosfos as a Kiddushin, which gives two answers. See, in the Bach, in Ozvav, the Bach quotes Tosfos Kiddushin Daf Nun Vav. I don't know why Dafka here, he quotes many times, Baalei Tosfos asks the same question in different places and give answers. But here the Bach quotes Kiddushin Daf Nun Vav. He says, oh, maybe it's a case where even if you would use it, Shalok Kederach Hana, you wouldn't get you Shava Pruta's worth of Hana. It's a little tiny fruit, and even if you would pulverize it and use it, it wouldn't be Hana's Shava Pruta's worth of Hana, number one. Or number two, says Tosfos, Yesh lomar, de'ika shavapruta, there is. After look at the Archana, son, you would get a shavapruta's worth of hana, mikal makom, but, kivet shahaisha svura, she yesh lo lehedos, the Archana, son, veino kain, lo samcha daita, vavimekha tos. Important tos, shitas tosvis, to talk about kiddushin. The woman thinks she's getting a pre that she's going to be able to get hana with in the normal way. And therefore, even if she can, in some backhanded way, get Hana, Shaloka Derech Hana, son, that is not enough for Kiddushin. There's no subchadaita. She has to know about exactly the Hana that she's going to get, and therefore, it's a Mekach Tos. Those are the two answers in Meseches Kiddushin.
If he tells her,
that will get out of the problem. But obviously, the situation issue here is that he didn't.
If he tells her, she could be Mekach Tos.
Yeah, in Achirami, if he tells him, but Tosfos of Kripta is that Losam Chadaita. Tosfos here gives a third answer, which is more difficult to understand exactly what Tosfos is driving at. The Achronim try to figure it out. The Yesh Lomer, let's go back to our Tosfos. Shekivan shekolzman shehu ba'en. Asur l'machro min ha-Torah, since as long as it is ba'en, it's asur to sell it. Kamochein asur l'kadish bo'isha. If you can't sell it, you can't be b'kadish isha. Why? Tavi kamo. What does that line mean? The box switches the words around. Tavi chashuva kimo mechira. Because it's a chashuv act, just like selling it is called you're getting benefit, so too kiddushin is called you're getting benefit. V'yesh bo hanah, kishem b'kadish bo'as ha'isha, and there's hanah, digamrinan, and now Tosfos seems to say a different answer. Sounds like there are two different ideas here. First is that it's aser to get hanah in this way, but then he quotes for the daf basic kiddushin, digamrinan kicha kicha mistei afron, v'zelo dami l'kicha mistei afron. As we know, the source for marriage, one of the sources is a Gzeira Shava Mistei Afron, and it's not domesh, right? Likos bo chefetz ol shar hanos. Regular marriages, you give her something that she could sell, she could do whatever she wants with, and here you're giving her something that she cannot do whatever she wants with. So, therefore, it is no good. So, what exactly is Tosfos driving at? It sounds like there are two halves of Tosfos' answer. So, Achronim either emphasize the first part or emphasize the second part. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, in the Tshuva, it's in Kuf Chavtes, he emphasizes the first part of the Tosfos. We know there's a principle, Machlokas Abayin Rav, at the beginning of Temura, that if Torah says something is usher for me to do, if I do it, it's not going to be effective. Kol Misad Oved Rachman Lo Sevi, Yavin Lo Mahani, Yavin Mahani. So it says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe that's what Tosfos is driving at. It's usher to sell it, so therefore it's usher to get married with it, and therefore the principle would kick in of, if the Torah said it's usher, Yavin Lo Mahani. If you try to do it, it's not going to work. And it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and everybody would agree in this case, even Abaya, who usually says Mahani, here he would agree because if you would ever say Mahani and that would prevent your Avera, Abaya would agree, Mahani. Usually it doesn't prevent your Avera. You already did the Avera. If you shecht on Shabbos, you already shecht, you already did the Avera. Even if we say, oh, was it a good Shechita? You still did the Avera. Here, though, if we say the marriage didn't work, then you wouldn't have gotten any benefit. And therefore, everybody would agree that it wouldn't work here. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger suggests, the first half of Tosfos. One second, let me see. But the second half, the other Achronim pick up on the second half of Tosfos. The Chasam Sofer says here, no, it's a Chiddush in Kiddush. The Chasam Sofer right here in our daf says that Tosfos is saying, what is a transaction? Where I buy something, and therefore I could use that item in any way I want. That's what Stafford did. Avraham Avinu bought Maaros HaMachpelah, and he was able to do whatever he wanted with it. So too here, that's the ikker here. By Kiddushin, you buy the item, and you can do whatever you want with it. Or here, it wouldn't work. You'd be able to use it in a backhanded way, but it's a chiddush in kiddushin, and therefore you want to be able to use it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger in a tshuva kuf chavtes focuses on the first half of Tosfos, and the Chasam Sofer here in the chiddushin focuses on the second half of Tosfos. Okay, so that is issues in Arla. Yeah, you had a question?
Well, the problem with the first answer is that if you do sell it and are makadosh with the money, it's okay.
So really, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat, you're not married. It's not, you're not allowed to do it, and it's not nitfas, because it's asur b'hanah. You try to do something, and that's if you were talking about if you use the arla itself, not if you use the demay arla.
Right, but if you can use the demay arla.
Okay, so you have to, that's a step removed. You have to say it's a step removed. It's a step removed, because.
But the whole lesson of Rabbi Kiva Eger is lost.
Right, but you have to work it out. You have to work it out. Okay. One more point here, just a basic idea. As we mentioned before, we're talking about Arla. What about Kilei HaKerem? So we know Kilei HaKerem is Kilayim of the vineyard. There are five types of Kilayim. This is only one of them. Kilayim is the Kilei Begadim, which is Shatnez, number one. Number two is Kilei Zeraim. Kilei HaKerem is unique in that it is Asur Bahana'a. But it has to be burned. Pentikta Shemalei Azera Sher Tizra. So that has to be burned. And then the other two are the two parts of Kilei Behema. Kilei Behema, both the cross working and the cross breeding. Those are the end of Mesechus Kilayim. Talks about those two types of Kilayim. That is, so each one is different. The Kilayim of Begadim is Isser Levisha. You're allowed to sell Kilayim, Chatnez, but you just can't wear it. There's an Isser Levisha. Hanas Levisha. So again, there's one should be aware of those five types and the differences between them. Okay, So says the Gemara. So why is the schar usher in the Mishnah? If you get paid for Yayin Nesach, if it was because Pashtus is usher daraisa, that's the Pashtus, the Ranza Chiddush. So then, no, it doesn't work. You see, Arlan Kelei Karem, that their damim do not have their status. Just related to what the Kabbalah used before, Rashi says earlier, Tosas quotes, maybe it's Dafka Kedushin, other Hanaz would be Usser, but that's the Tosas discussion, which we discussed back on Daf Nundalad. Elab, it says the Gemara, possibility number two. Ho'il v'tofes as Damav ka'avodas kochavim. Maybe it's a special din. It's Tofes as Damav, like Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? So see Rashi. The Kiva did it's Nasech l'Avodas Kochavim. Since we're actually talking about Yai Nesech, Harahik Avodas Kochavim. Right? Maybe it's a special din of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Tofes Dameha. Right? The Be'asurim. Right? Kol Shata Mahayeh Mimehimenu Ariyu Kamoer. It keeps being Tofes Dameha, and that's why it's Aser. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Vahari Shvias Tofes as Dameha. Shvias is also Tofes Dameha. Right? If you switch Shvias to money, so that money attains Kedusha Shvius. And yet, Vitznan, yet we learned in the Mishnah in Shvius, Ha'omer l'pol, hey look, diner zeh, if the person says to a worker, take this dinar, l'kot li bo yerek hayom, take this dinar, and for this dinar, collect for me today vegetables from my garden, scharo aser, then that schar is going to be aser. Why Rashi says, because if I say the word bo, I say gather me for it, it's a lashon of mechira, it's a lashon of a sale. And therefore, it's going to be aser, because that's as if I'm selling perishvias for it. Lakoli yerek hayom, scharo mutter. But if I say just, you know, gather me some vegetables today. I don't say bo. I don't say that word for it. So that is just a lashon of a wage, and it'll be mutter. So 1 second. You see, Shvius and Avodah Zarah both have the concept of Tfisas Damim. If I sell Shemitah, if I Shvius fruit, if I sell Avodah Zarah, then that money is going to be Nitfas in the Kedusha or in the Yisr. But yet, I see by Shemitah, if I just pay somebody to work in my Shemitah field, it's not going to be Nitfas B'Kedusha. So too, if I pay somebody just to work in my Yayin Nesach factory, It shouldn't be Yasser. So both Avodah Zarah and Shemitah have the same halacha of Tfisas Damim, right, which is Nitfas, and yet here wages for Shemitah are not Nitfas. So too wages, they ask the Gemara, by Avodah Zarah should not be Nitfas. So says the Gemara, number three. Amar Rebbe Yavahu, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Knas hu shekansu chachamim b'chamar Rebbe Yai Nesech. Knas Rabbanan by donkey drivers, and by Yai Nesach. Where's the Knas? Number one, Yai Nesach Adam, right? Yai Nesach is right here. That's the Knas. It's the Knas to Rabbanan. Chamarin Mahi. Where's the Chamarin? Titania, the Brisa says as follows. Chamarin, Chamarin, Shahayu Osin Malacha, Beperishvias. Chamarin, donkey drivers that do Malacha with Perishvias. Scharan Shvias. Their Schar is Shvias. What does that mean? My schar and shvius. What exactly does those two words mean? That they're schar and shvius. So, ilema di yahavinan lechu schar mi peir shvius. Is it to teach me? Oh, I promise to start off with something. I'll end with it. About non-firm Jews with wine. So remind me to end with it. Ilema di yahavinan lechu schar mi peir shvius. Does this mean? What is, again, the Brisa says chamar, they get paid with peir shvius. They're schar and shvius. Is it to teach me that you pay them with fruit of Shvius? You're allowed to use Peir Shvius to pay your workers? Nims is a Parech over me Peir Shvius. What do you mean? That's not mutter. You're not allowed to pay a loan that you owe somebody with fruit of Shvius. You have to use it for eating and not for doing business with. And this is considered doing business with. You're not allowed to pay a loan with Peir Shvius. So we'll get back to that. Let's just continue first. So ve'ela, what does it mean that the chamarin that work by shvius schar shvius? What must it mean? Ela the kadosh schar b'kadosh shvius. So it must mean that their wages are sanctified with kadosh shvius. The word says it'll be kadosh. Is it? 1 minute. V'hatanya, we just said hataomer lepoel helach dina zev v'lokot li yarek hayom. If I just give a worker and I say, here's your money and pay, collect vegetables for me today, schar and mutter. It's mutter. Lokot li yarek bo hayom. The language of mechira, schar and aser. So you see, that can't be what the brisa means. So amar abaya. What does it mean? La'olam yavidan le'schar mi peir shvius. You're allowed to give Perishvius fruit as your schar. Utakakasha lachalachlav lola schara. Aye. We learned that you're not allowed to. No. Diyahavi niha lebetzad heter. You give it in a way that's mutter. What does that mean? Rashi says, matnas chinam. You give it as a gift. Give it as a gift. Kidetznan, as the Mishnah says in Meiser Sheni, lo yomer adam lachaveiro, a person should not say to his friend who's helping him schlep up his Meiser Sheni fruit to Yerushalayim to eat it there, should not say, ha'ale li, peiros halalu li Yerushalayim lechalek, help me schlep up the fruit, and there we will split them. Because that's like a lashon of, you're going to work for me and then I'm going to give you a percentage, right? That's doing business, that's paying a loan with my Meiser Sheni fruit. But aval omer lo, I'm allowed to say halem lo chlem lishtos b'shalayim. Help me bring them up, and we together will eat and drink them in Yerushalayim. So you're basically giving him a gift. V'nosen zelazem matana shalchinam. Right, and you're giving them a matnas chinam. That is the first shot of the brisa, that you actually give them perish fees, but you give it as a gift. But v'rava amar, but Rava says the olam dekadosh b'kedusha shvius. We didn't get to the answer yet, so we'll keep it going. Dekadosh, really, it has it's kadosh b'kedusha shvius. The money. Utakakasha lecha poel. Aye, the case of poel, if you do a bow, is usher. If you don't do a bow, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, no. Poel de lo nafish agri lo kansu a rabbanon. A poel, which doesn't make so much money, right? The rabbanon weren't kones. Chamarin de nafish agrayu kansu rabbanon behu. Chamarin, who make a lot of money, the rabbanon were kones. The chamarin that are doing, that have this arranger that are working with perish fias. Right? So they were konis them, and this is the knas, midrabanan. Just finishing up, umasis. What about our Mishnah? They make so much money for working with the yayin nesach. Chumr, the yayin nesach shiny. No, that's even worse. What is that? Which avera exactly are they doing? By yayin nesach. Why are we konis them? What avera is being done? By working in a yayin, it's already yayin nesach. So what avera are they doing? So says the Ritva, v'hadi kari leknas, mebri she'osan aveira davod zara, v'chola bizrayhu, asur l'kaimon ba'olam isur Torah. We know darai, so you're not allowed to be mekayim avod zara. Abei to abdun. You're not allowed to be mekayim. Umidra banan afarotse le bikiyuman asur. If you do something that helps its existence, that's the isur drabanan. If I'm at, really, it's not mine. It's not mine. I can't. The loan's owned by a guy. So I can't do anything about it. I can't go in and destroy right now and destroy it. Right? It's but in the case where I work, so that's the be mekayimit. The chamar and the shvius nami. Garmin laso schora bi shvius. Shu is your Torah. The kasha avka shel shvius. Right? So it's the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, any dust of Shvius, you're schlepping it, you're not doing the actual sale, but you're transporting it, any of that is part of a lifne iver, part of a connection of being a problem of Perish Shvius. Okay.
This is the Maskana.
This is the Maskana that is Asar Midrabanan, yes.
So the Maskana is that Schar, Avodah Zarah, is Mutter, Schar,
Getting paid for Yai Nesach, or we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Getting paid for anything of Avodah Zarah, working in it, if it's nitfas, the actual payment for it, that's usur. That's usur daraisa. But if you get paid for working, that type of schar is going to be usur midrabanan. That's the knas. Okay, let's get back for a minute to the issue of la'achla v'lo l'schora. What exactly does that mean? Let me just do a little bit more. La'achla v'lo l'schora, what exactly does that mean? What's the issur? What's the yitzer of la'achla v'lo l'schora? So there are different limitations in Rishonim right here. Right here. Look for, you're not going to have a Bavli on Masech HaShvius, so you got to look around Shas. Where is it discussed? So, Tosfos and the Ramban here have two important opinions. Tosfos says la'achla v'lo l'schora is only if you do something and you have intention to make a big profit. That's Tosfos. Dimas l'nimsa. Omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak. What does it mean? Da haschora shehe asur b'peir shvius. Hainu liknos harbe biyachad. Laholich mimakam azol lamakam ayoker. What is the isra of doing business with peir shvius? Where you're going to take a lot and you're going to make a big profit. You're going to take a lot, you're going to take it to the marketplace and you're going to sell it for something, for more, for to make money. Ukamosha yosen osei shvius. Like we learned in the third parak in Meseches Sanhedrin. The osvei shvius, shepsulim la'edis, they're pasal la'edis, because they are violating an isa daraisa, bitam schora. V'cheda parei achova, would also paying back a loan me peir shvius. Shezem istaka me peir shvius, v'lav la'achla karina bay. That's not called la'achla. But what if I need to make a little money to support myself? I'm not taking it to the marketplace. I'm just taking a few fruit to sell on the street corner. I'm going to set up a stand, my pomegranate stand, and perishvius, and I'm going to sell, says Tosas, that's not usher. Avalam locate limkar al yad, liknos bo davar achila, ain davar zeh schora. That's not called. So the profits you use to buy, right, it has Kedusha. Right, that money is nitfas b'kedusha shvius, and you use that to buy money, and you have to eat that al taras hakodesh. You have to eat that. That's the din d'oraisa. The two things that are nitfas b'kedusha b'isura is avodah zara and shvius. Those are the two things.
That's mutter avodah zara in the same scenario is also mutter.
Avodah zara to sell a little. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. Selling a little avodah zara. Here you need it with tzarech to live.
All right, but you were saying that avodah zara is usher to rabbanan, just like a yayin nesach.
Avodah zara is usher to get paid for working with yayin nesach. Selling avodah zara is usher daraisa. The only heter of the Mishnah is that's the one we're talking about now. We're talking about selling it to make money for it, not getting profits for it.
The heter that applies to shvius also applies to avodah zara.
Here we're talking about taking your shvius fruit and selling it.
Right.
The Gemara never, you're not allowed to own Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to sell Avodah Zarah. That's making money. Perish Shvius has Kedusha. There's nothing wrong with selling it in order to make some money. That's not Usser. That's if you can't own Avodah Zarah. So it's never going to come up, the parallel case. Right? Owning Avodah Zarah, if a Jew owns Avodah Zarah, it's Usser Daraisa, he has to destroy it. So that's Tosis. Tosis's limit on Schora is that you're allowed to sell it a little bit to make a little profit. The Ramban here has a little different formulation. The Ramban says the only issur of selling of Avodah Zarah is it's not usur if you sell it for food. Lefichach, usur likach leper shvius min haTorah kol davar she'eino ne'echal. As it says in Shvius, you can't buy avadim karkos behema tmei abidmei shvius. But kol shekei per shvius asman, dein lochmei avadim karkos. Aval davar haroi lachila, vade lokhin, bein beper shvius, bein bedemeyen, umochrin osam bemaos almanas likach ben peris. But kol davar nifas, because there's shvius, mati, what you just said, right? You're allowed to get money to buy food. If it's all about food, then you're not obviously not doing it for business. You're doing it for food, and therefore to buy food, says the Ramban, is not included. The time of the milsa, why? The davar haroi lachila, ho'il, v'nitfas, Bikedushas shvius mutter likach leper shvius. It's fruit, it's food, so you can eat it. Bikedushas shvius. Aval davar sheino roi lachila sheino nitfas bikedushas shvius kegon chaluk, like a shirt, usur. De mifkalu mikdushasaihu, because you're destroying the kedusha. Vilo karina buhu laachla. Laachla v'lo schar means anything but laachla. Little different formulation than Tosas. So Tosas has two days, yeah.
So that would include the ability even to take your produce, take it somewhere, a lot of it somewhere far away,
right,
where it's more expensive.
Take your produce where it's more expensive far away and buying food with it.
Right.
Buying food with it. Right, according to Raman, that would not be usher. That would not be usher. Maybe because that's the derech, the normal way of doing business. Tosfos here, at the end of Tosfos, has two opinions. What about getting married with Peir Shvius? Getting married with Peir Shvius and the Gemara Kedushin, what does that say? Tosfos has 2 days, whether that's mutter l'chanchila. But the Tosa says 3 lines to the bottom. Mikol makom lekadosh isha mutter afakav delav laachlahu. Right? Maybe it sounds like it's mutter. V'taima why mishum pirya verivya akilube. Right? Pirivu, which we discussed in the Sefer Mitzvah Shir a couple days ago. Umeyo yesh litchos tahasam diavet lachatchila aser. Tosa's 2 days whether it's allowed lachatchila. The other issue that comes up in lachlahu lo schara is it a mitzvah? Is lachlahu lo schara a mitzvah? The Rambam does not count it in his mitzvah, in his 248. There is no lach levlo l'schora. But the Ramban has it in mitzvah gimel that the Rambam forgot. In the mitzvah zaseh, the Ramban adds on to the Rambam, mitzvah zaseh gimel, sha'amra Torah b'peir shvius, la'achla v'darshu la'achla levlo l'schora, v'zeh dvar Torah, kamo sha'amru b'achmer shal avodah zara. As it says in avodah zara salmach beiz, nimsa porecho v'peir shvius, v'tara amra la'achla levlo l'schora. First Gemara he quotes, which he understands is a daraisa, is our Gemara. The Rambam doesn't quote it. What's the lumdis? So in Mitzvah Samelach, Rabbi Simen Sefer on the essays, at the end of the third chelik, he has the Ramban's essays as well. So he says, Pashtus, how most understand this is it a heter or is it a mitzvah? Is it, you're allowed to eat, lach lav l'schora, or is it a mitzvah? That's one way to understand it. Or the other way to understand it is, even if you say la'achla l'schora, how much is it focused on the la'achla? How much is it focused on the l'schora? Is it a real kiyuv to eat it, that anything not eating it is a problem? Or is the problem more, you can't do business with it? That's the real iser. But there's no kiyuv dafka of eating it. That's what he says. The selling itself, or the mitzvah is the achila. And achol schora means iser schora hu machmas b'nias achila. If you sell it, you're not eating it. And therefore, that's the iser. Nafkaminis. What's the shiur? What about a kol shehu? What if I sell a half of kezias? So if the iser, the key is, the problem is, the selling it, that's the problem, so then, chor b'yasser. If the problem is just not eating it, so then it could be that eating always goes by shiur b'kezayis, and therefore, you would need that shiur. Number one, do you make a bracha when you eat peir shvius? But a special bracha, we make a, the Mishnah Malach says, you make a bracha when you eat kachim, asher kedashem b'zivonu, lechol ha-shlamim, lechol sa'ola, lechol, not ola, lechol sa'chatas, by the Kohanim say. So do you make a bracha? Look in the Rambam. He quotes a mitzvah when you eat truma. So it's a machlokas, kesef mishnah, and the radvaz. Whether you make a bracha. So again, if it's a mitzvah zachilah at root, you make a bracha. If it's an iser at root, so then the mitzvah is just because that's preventing it from doing business, that would not be. Who violates? The seller or the buyer? Interesting question. Aminemar hayisser imrak ala mocher shu aver mocharo gam alokeach anachlok is achronim. So suggest the mitzvah melech. If the iser flows from the koach mitzvah nowhere beguf iser schora doing the business the iser, then both of them should get the avera. But if it's the iser because it's not being eaten, then the buyer is going to eat it. He's doing whatever he can to eat it. So he should own the seller because he's doing something that he's not going to be able to eat it. So this is three nafkaminas that he suggests. Related to the machlokas, whether it is counted as a mitzvah say or not, and maybe that's the machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, let us continue. Let's turn over the page back to the two dots. Says the Gemara, Ibo Elohu, Scharu l'stam yenon mahu. Find the Mishnah spoke about doing business, working for somebody who has yayin esach mamish. Let's go down a level. As we said a number of times already, there are three levels. There's actual Yayin Esach, there's Stam Yainam, and there's a Jew's wine that a guy touches. So Jew's wine that a guy touches, that was in the last parak that we spoke about. So what about the second level down, Stam Yainam? If somebody has Stam Yainam, I don't know if it was, he used it for his Menasechit. See, Bailu, Schar l'Stam Yainan Mahu. Mi Amrinan, do we say, Kivan de'isura chamur kidi Yayin Esach, Schar Nami Aser. Since we see on a Durabanan level, we put it like Yayin Esach, so to here. Oh, Dilma, no. Hova tumas okil af schar nami kil. Or do we say, since its tuma is more kal, Rashi quotes, as we learned earlier on Daf Lamed, that there are three levels. The tuma that we're going to give to Stam Yenam is only tumas mashkin, which is tummy for the day, right? And not tuma chamura bikizayis. So, it's like tumas sheretz, tumas mashkin. Its tuma is more kal, so its charis should be more kal. In other words, we treat Stam Yenam here like actual yayin nesach. What do you mean?
What does our Mishnah say?
Our Mishnah says, we want to know if it's only Yayin Nesach or if it's even Stam Yenim, which we treat like Yayin Nesach. That's the question. No, the Mishnah's talking about Yayin Nesach. Actually, maybe this is what usually is done. You usually work with Yayin Nesach. Tashma. Tahu gavar de'agar arvi l'stam Yenim. There was a guy who hired out his boat l'stam Yenim. And for somebody to transport Stam Yenim. Yavu lechiti ba'agra. And they gave him wheat as payment. Also the kind of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda told him, Amalei, zil kalinu v'kavrinu. Go burn it. Kalinu, burn it v'kavrinu and bury it. Sounds pretty usher. Vale malei badrinu. Okay, so it's usher. Why didn't he say? So the question is answered. That it's usher like Yayin Nesach. But the Gemara just asked now, why do you have to do that? Vale malei badrinu. Why didn't he just like crush it up and throw it to the wind? People might find it. So, burn it and then let the wind take it. You have to bury it? No, Dilma Mizavli Lahu. No, maybe somebody will find it and use it as fertilizer. We'll get back to that. And why don't you bury it Ba'en? Why do you have to burn it and bury it? Milotan, didn't we learn in a Brisa? Milotanya. We learned this in Sanhedrin. Echad Evet Shiniskaba, talking about people who are killed by Beis Din. Whether it's the stone that was somebody was stoned with, V'echad Eishin Itlalav, or the tree, the piece of wood that was stuck in the ground that the person was hanged on, V'echad Saif Shinerakbo, V'echad Sudar Shinechnakbo, Rachman al-Islan, any of the Kalim that we used to kill the person, Kulam Nikbarinibo, they're all buried with him. So you see there, you don't have to pulverize and burn the item when it's buried. So what are you worried about? So here too, why don't you say that just bury them at whole? So, Hasam, the Kalkavri Bedina. Over there, they're buried. We know those people are buried in special Beis Din cemeteries of Chayvi Mises Beis Din. So, Mucha Milsa, the Haruke Beis Din, there's no worry. Hachalo Mucha Milsa, here there's no worry. And therefore, Amar, Inish Ganav, Vaisi Kavr Hacha. People are going to say, oh no, somebody must have stolen this wheat and buried it here. I saw one of the Akronim ask, yeah, so if you know it's stolen, so you're going to use it? Talk about Rishayim? Okay, but either way, you won't know that it is Usur Bihana'ah, period. A couple of important, again, Bali Tosfos on this daf are extremely important. They bring up a lot of different issues. Number one, says Tosfos Asila Zvule. What we're worried about, if you throw it into the air, then people are going to find it as fertilizer. But we paskin, based on the Gemara earlier, zev zeh goreim mutter. If you have two causes of a certain activity, one mutter, one usser, we paskin mutter. Zev zeh goreim mutter. So here too, so you won't use this as the only fertilizer. You'll be other fertilizer in the ground. So don't we paskin zev zeh goreim mutter? Stosfos answers, maybe l'chadchila we try to be machra like the other shita. Zev Zagari Master. Or the Tosfos Rid says, maybe the other Shita himself, Rabbi Yossi himself says, L'chadchila, Zev Zagari Master. Two different formulations. The Ritva here says, what about Zev Zagareim? Says the Ritva, Uparkina da Adaraba, Filu Rabbi Yossi, the Shari Hasam Asrin and Hacha. Now here, maybe even if you say usually Zev Zagorim is mutter, here would be Asr, Dilma Mizava Bahuba Kavana, Mishum Dahai Isura Delohavi Ela Knasa Kile Vasila Zozule Bay. People know that this is based on a knas, so they won't take it as seriously. So even if we say May Ikar Hadin, Zev Zagori might be mutter, but here will be Asr. Similar, the Gemara says in Beis Adav Beis, people take Shabbos more seriously than Yantiv, and therefore you have to have more machmer issues by Yantiv sometimes, more than Shabbos, in Hilchas Muksa. So here the Ritva says the same kind of svara. People might not take it seriously, it's only a knas, and therefore even though in general we pask Zev Zagorim is mutter, here we might say Zev Zagorim is Asr. Number one. Number two, says the other Tosfos Inti Dibra Maskel Balik Barinhu. What does the Gemara sound like? You can never bury something. You can never bury something unless it's muchach that it was in a cemetery. But the Mishnah tells us at the end of Temura, has a whole list there, what needs to be buried in life and what needs to be burned in life. Kol nikbarin and kol nisrafin. And all the nikbarin there, they're not buried in any specific places. It doesn't say anywhere they have to grind it up. It says all the nikbarin, ashar haniskal, egla arufa, the hair of a nazir, all these things. So yeah. How could our Gemara say? Oh, it's dafka haruge Beis Din. That's the rule. That's muchach. But everything else would be usher. So v'yesh lomar says Tosfos, you have to make a nukimta kiva de'ain derech likbar basar v'seyar. It's not normal to what are these cases? Meat, right? A shor aniskala egla rufa. People usually don't bury animals like that. Mucha milsa. So that also all those cases have a muchach milsa to it. Just like the items buried in the cemetery of the Beis Din. Avochiti, but wheat, think for us muchachas. Wheat that you got as payment. That there's not what people always put wheat in the ground. Right, to store it. What did they say? They didn't have pantries in those days. Tikala Mamer, Inishkana, Vakara, Vaisiyacha, Vchein Derachata, Likvar Bakuros. Vinirish, it's orchla cavern ma'at ba'omek. Penyova lachati dacharem. Okay, you gotta bury it a little deep down. But that's what Tosva says. What? Well, the Gemara said that's Muchach Milsa in those cases. Muchach Milsa versus.
It's easier.
It's not the Derech, right? So maybe that's part of it. Maybe that's part of what it means. It's in the Beis Din, therefore they would know. Maybe that's part of what it means. The Tosfos Rid here says a different answer, and that is Mishum to Kolhani. All of those things, the ox, the Shor HaNiskal, and the Seyar, they all get miskalkel. They become right. They become ruined in the ground. Mishum to Kolhani miskalkeli bekfuras, and below asubulu de takala. Avachiti delo miskalkeli asubulu de takala. Wheat will stay at least for a certain amount of time, while basar will start rotting. So two answers, Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid, why this is different than any other of the burial cases. A little more Gemara. Says the Gemara, Debe Reb Yanai Yasvi Peiri Shvias Me'aniyim. The house of Reb Yanai, they used to borrow Shvias fruit from the poor. Baro uparlo. Remember, there's no issur to pay shvias fruit, right? So they used to borrow it. Uparlo b'shminis. They used to pay them back in the eighth year. Pay them back in the eighth year, after the time of biur, as it's called, as we'll see. Asu amar leder b'yochanan. I told Rabbi Yochanan about it. Rabbi Yochanan said, no problem. Amar lo yasu they have ahin avdin. It's fine. They're not doing anything wrong. Why? Rashi explains, because by the time they pay back, the peirish shvias are not in the world anymore. So therefore, it's not called chalife peirish shvias. And therefore, there's no problem, and there's no kedusha shvias chal on the fruit. Period. The next Gemara says, if you do something similar by esnan zona, it's going to be mutter. But that gets us into the next sugya that we're not going to do. We're going to stop by this semicolon. Yosein abdin. Rabbi Yochanan says at least related to the peir shvias is not a problem. Tosfos asks, what's the whole problem anyway? What was the havamina? Tosfos asks in Yasvi, says, what's the problem? Aniyim, the poor, are allowed to eat fruit after zman abir. Mishnah in Shvia says that. So what's the whole Havamina? They're allowed to eat. So if you give them money that's after Zman Habir, after the time you have to do beer pay or Shvias. So what's the problem? They're allowed to eat it anyway. So Tosfos answers, first answer, Tzarech Lafarisha, Isser Haya, Mashaya, Ochlam, Osam, Becheska, Shalahem. Aniyim are allowed to eat pay or Shvias if they got it from someone else. They're not eating Betoras, then they're eating a Betoras Staka that they got as Aniyim. But this money would have been, right, they sold it to the person. So this would be Petar's their own. So therefore, even Aniyim wouldn't be able to do it. Number one. Or, Inami Aniyim, Hayosame Malugmo, Schara, or maybe Aniyim wouldn't be allowed to use it for certain usages. So maybe that would be. But either way, that's the Havamina. What is, just to end with this, what is Bir Peir Shvius? We've quoted this three-way machlokas we've shown him in the past. What does Bir mean? Look at the Rambam says Bir means destruction, like Bir Chametz. Bir Peir Shvias means when the time comes that there is no longer this fruit out in the field, so if I have that fruit in my house, I have to destroy it. That is the sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? According to the Rambam, it's amazing. Up until today, there's maybe a mitzvah to eat it. And from today on, I have to destroy it. It's two extremes. Maybe that's part of why the Rambam doesn't count that as a mitzvah. Only the Ramban does. The Ramban, that's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban says, no, Parshas Bahar. So of course, it means Hefker. It means being mafker, and that's what we paskin. So be your pair, you put it outside, and you're mafker it. That's all be your means. And then once you're mavar it, then you can take it back an hour later. You're allowed to take it back. The rivet has two stages. First, you're mafker it, and then after a later time, then you're going to be mavar it and totally destroy it. But those are the 3 days, and the Rishonim, Rambam, Rivet, and Shemitah, Zion, Gimel, and the Ramban, related to Peir Shvias. Just related now, just to fulfill, yesterday I mentioned I would start with it, what is the halacha related to Yayin Nesach, and a Yisrael Mumar, somebody who's not from. So many poskim are machmer. Are there kulas? There's a Tshuva of Laharas Nassan, Rav Nassan Gestetner, and the Mishnah Halachas of Menashe Klein, who are both matir, but the Tzitz Eliezer here in Chelek Yud Bey, Simin Nun Vav, quotes those two Tshuvas and goes through point by point why he says he thinks they're not correct. And he quotes that's the minug. He says he thinks the minug is Eichba Machaber Sefer Lahosiv Od Midaito Lahashav Lafarsi Malahakel Afilish Lobamakam Hafsid Ain Ze El Abdisha Sover Kula Baker Haisr Shamuma Lachal Shabbos Bazeh Valze Yish Laharish Dizeo Negin Mashakiblu Alayim Bazeh Bene Yisrael Aksherim Linug Lachumri Bekazeh Kedeos Kivutzos Rabosenu Arishonim Achronim Shagamru Amru Lahoros Lahachmer Bazeh Shalalistos Bimashe Nogim Velo Lachinam Hishman Machaber, etc. It continues, closer of see Pesach, who is Machmir, and therefore he says, Umahara Nochi Demio Deya, who knows from the fact that this tshuva was publicized, the in the Bati Malone, they'll take other kulas. So he is very upset that they even matured it. Again, the Tzitz Eliezer is usually very benachat, find many kulas, and if you find somebody, I argue, but here he does not like it. He quotes, he has a hosafa to the tshuva, where he quotes that, I don't think, he says transporting maybe, if it's all clothes, everything, I could be makelim. Right? Habibam Koresha Sholchim Ovdim Keel Lahavi Bakbuke Yain Hanim Sobim Makom Acher Vehema Muhudakim Rakim Apkak Baofan Shalo Hiza Chosim Shalo Havi Chosim Zo Chosim. What if it's clothes? It doesn't have a double. So then you be makel. Maybe make up. But Meikr, if they pour you, like our Moshe says yesterday with the gloves, it's not going to help. So it seems that that is the Minog, the Har Tzvi, the Tzvi Eliezer. Again, the summer base, I tried to look for it inside. The Chazon Ish has a cool in general related to Mumarim today, that they're considered Tidot Chenishbas in the Halachas of Moridim Alomalin, in Hilcha Shechita Simin Beis. I did not find in there, again, it's a long piece, could be in there, with that he's Mekla regarding this Shaila. Could be. That's a, I don't know if they quote based on the Chazon Ish or the Chazon Ish himself, but many other poskim are Machmas. That's just related to something from yesterday. But remember, as we started off today, the Fyomi is Ma'achid Chal Yisrael, Biskus Rav Meir Shapiro. He had that dream, and it's amazing that his dream, Baruch Hashem, has come true. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Again, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, there's no mitzvah today, but we've got through related to, there are a lot of mitzvahs today, but there's no shir, going to be shir up today, but Hashem will continue with Mitzvah Dalet on the OU website, OU.org, Mitzvah Dalet on Sunday. Everybody should have a good in Shabbos, and we're staying with Saint Talamater here in Eretz Yisrael, but Hashem should bless us with a little rain.